Well, Baden Barber, congratulations. I'm going to say congratulations to you because it's due to your hard advocacy and others as well too that we've got a budget that's just shy of $1 billion. But how are you going to utilise this? How are you going to ensure that it gets to the right places?
Yeah, so we're working hard. So we sort of across the governance around recovery. I'm on the task force nationally, so I advocate for speeder delivery. You know, it comes down to speed. I mean, our people needed houses yesterday. Our people need a whole lot of support services around whānau ora, getting kai on the table. So, yeah, I mean, we need to work with the government agencies. The budget announcement's one thing, but then working with the likes of TPK, MHUD and other agencies, it's about the speed of delivery, né? Getting that budget from the government and out to our whānau. So I think that's the challenge.
Look, there's $19 million in the cyclone relief and response. So is that $19 million, is that going to be monies to be used going forward? Because there's still the relief money that the central government had rolled out. That should go towards marae and iwi. Yep. Not this $19 million. Is that how you see it?
Yeah. So, there was a pre-announcement earlier in the week, $1 billion for cyclone recovery around the motu. We think we'll get a big chunk of that, the biggest chunk, I would say, in terms of the impact on our rohe. And so that's going to go a long way in terms of getting people into housing, fixing up all our schools. We've got Hukarere, we've got Omahu School that are not operating at the moment. So we got a big work to do. But the money announced in this budget is over and above that budget. So and there's still more to come. We're talking about managed retreat. There's no quarter about managed retreat in this budget. And that's going to be a big, there's be a big budget. If you close off big areas of whenua, valleys, marae, can't build here, can't build there, we need to talk about who's going to pay for that. And so that wasn't part of this kōrero, but we will be having that kōrero shortly.
So what about managed retreat? I mean, we're talking about whānau who are going to be dislocated. So, and they have to be located somewhere. So what's the plan ahead for them?
It's a good question. I mean, they need to go somewhere. Whether or not they can do that within their own whenua, probably not likely. So we need to be working with the central government and local government to say, okay, if we're going to be moving from here, where do we go? Is it a land swap? Are you gonna buy it? Yeah, that kind of thing. So it's complex, and I think that's why it hasn't been announced, because there's more thinking to be done.
In the meanwhile, where are our whānau, those that can't move back home?
Well, they're wherever they can be. Some of them are at marae. We've still got 100, more than 100 at marae. Staying in back rooms of whānau, emergency housing, wherever they can get to, motels, you name it.
That's really sad, isn't it? We want to get them out into more stable whare.
Yeah, and that's been the tunnel. We need some emergency housing. So I've been talking with MHUD. There's probably 100 emergency homes available to Kahununu. So we're just going to work through the detail. Yeah, but we'll get that out to our whānau as soon as possible.
Baden Barber, thank you so very much.
No worries. Kia ora tātou.